You're up to Mishnayis Erevin, Perek Vav. Mishnah Aleph. Hador im hanochri b'chotzer. If a Jew lives in the same chotzer with another guy, or yemi she'en emoide b'erev, or else you live with somebody that does not agree to Hilchas Erevin. In other words, a kusi, or maybe someone that's mechal Shabbos of Hesia, which has a locha like a guy. So locha is a razor oyster love. Still, he makes it also that you're not allowed to carry, unless we'll see you buy off his rishus. In other words, the Jew is not allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer, since in this chotzer he shares it with a guy. So it's called like a carrying out from your private rishus yochid to a rishus that belongs to two people. It looks like you get like rishus rabim. Therefore, it's also. However, Rebbe Loza ben Yaakov Oimer, Liyoyla mein oyser. No, there's no issa to carry out if you're just living with one guy. Achiyu shnei Yisraelim oyserim zeozer. You only need an Erev Chatzeris if you have two Jews living together in the same chotzer. And then even if there'll be a guy there, there would also be also. But you have to have at least two Jews living there, and then it's also to carry out from your Rishus into the chotzer, unless you make an Erev Chatzeris. And the svar from Reb Lazar is that if you only live with there just with one guy, it's not shchiach, like a Jew is afraid to live really with a guy. Therefore, it's a milsad le shchiach, and therefore the Rabbanim did not give their issa of eruvei chatzeres. Now, Mishnah Beis, Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Maise betzaduki yechod. Once happened a case where there was a tzaduki, that's this person that's not moide berik, has loch like a guy. Show your door imanu b'movi b'shlayim, that he lived with us in the movi. We shared like a side road together in Yerushalayim. For yom alonu abba. Now our father told us that maharu v'hoitziyu es kol hakelim l'movi. First, go out and take your kelim, like you the Jews should use this movi. First, put your utensils there. Actually, yoitzi v'yaser aleichem. Before the tzuki takes out his kelim and uses the movi. Now again, the movi is like this alleyway that a few chatzerim opened up into. So now we're talking about in a case where this tzuki was mevatel his rishus to the Jews. In other words, there are a few Jews living here, and these Jews obviously they made an eruv chatzeris between themselves. So really, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the movi. Just since there's a tzduki there, an eruv doesn't help for him. So lochur is like we'll see later on. They could be mevatel their rishus. They like make their rishus like hefka. They give up the permission of their usage in the movi and they give it to the Jews. Therefore, their eruv helps. But their father told them, you have to be afraid that maybe the tzduki will come out now at the beginning of Shabbos and use the movi, like he'll retract from his bittel, and then he'll break your eruv. So what he told them was, first go out and you use the movi first, like to make sure that Stuki is not using it. So since at the beginning of Shabbos only the Jews were using it, so then the bittel that the kusi did still remains. So it's considered like the kusi is out of the picture, because he was mevatli, gave up the rights for him to use this chotzer, the movi. So only the Jews have a right to use it, therefore the Erev is good. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'loshen achar, in a different loshen, a different manner. He says like this, that what his father meant to tell them was, maharu v'yasu tzorcheichem b'movi, fast and do, carry out whatever you have to do in this movi, ad shelo yoytzi v'yaser aleichem, before the tzduki will come and make it also for you. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the tzduki is not like a guy, and he yells that a bit of rishus does not help. And therefore, what the father told him to do was, take care of whatever you have to do, Erev Shabbos, before it becomes Shabbos, before it should become Asar, that you will not be able to carry out from your Rishus into this Movi on Shabbos. And so really, the Machlokes in the Mishnah is, what is the loch of a Tzeduki? Though there's a regular Goy, the loch is, if you have a Goy where two Jews live together with the Goy, as the Mishnah before said, then it's Asar. So the only way it becomes mutter is you have to buy off the guy his rights to use the chotzer or to use the movi. You have to be sechi, you have to buy it. It's not enough just for the guy to be mevatel. However, by a tzeduki, here the Tanakhama holds that tzeduki is better than a goy, even though he's like a koifer, he's not moedin Torah Shabbatah, but still he's a Jew, he does not look like a goy, that it would help bitter rishus, he could just be mevatel his rishus to the other Jews, and it's good. If you don'ts know that a tzeduki has the same malach like a goy, it would not help a bitter rishus, but rather you have to buy off this tzeduki his rishus before Shabbos. And if you did not buy off his rishus, because he was mevatelit, it does not help. Therefore the father said, if he was only mevatelit, you have to first go and take out your kelim, is use whatever you want to before Shabbos, because on Shabbos it would become also. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Anshei chotzer sheshochach echum mehem v'loy erif. If you have a chotzer, a few Jews live together there, now in order to carry out from your house into the chotzer, you need an erev chatzeris, because otherwise, again, it looks like you're carrying out from your private rishus, which is rishus yochid, into the chotzer, even though the chotzer is really a rishus yochid, but since a few people use it together, it looks a little bit like a rishus rabbin. Therefore, mid the rabbon, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer, unless you're making a ruvi chatzeris. Here the case was, anshe chotzer, the few people living there, she shochach echad mehen v'le erev. One of the Jews living there forgot to make an eruv chatzeris, and instead he was mevatel his rights in the chotzer that he's not going to use it to Shabbos. So locher is beisay oser, his house, like we're talking about now, he was only mevatel the rights of the chotzer, but he was not mevatel the rights of his house. So therefore his house is still oser milahachnis umilahoitzi loivelhem. Nobody's allowed to take anything out from his house into the chotzer. It's still considered like a private rishus yochid, into like, get like a rishus from the rabbin, and therefore it's also to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But for shalahem, the other people houses, mutorim loy v'lehem, the other people in this chotzer, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer, from the chotzer into the house, and even this person that was mevatel his chotzer to the other ones, he's also allowed to carry out from his chotzer, from the chotzer into the houses. What's going to be nos nuloy rishuson? That the opposite way, the people living, the other people in the chotzer that made the erev together, they were mevatel their rishus to this person, as if now this one person that did not make the erev, he owns the whole thing. So therefore, who mutar, he is permissible to carry out from his house into the chotzer, because it's considered like he owns the whole thing. But v'heina surim, they are also to carry out. They cannot carry out from their houses into the chotzer, because since they're mevatel, they're rishus to him, so they're mevatel, they're rishus in the chotzer to him, so therefore their private houses is like rishus to yochid, and they can't carry out into somebody else's rishus, so they're also to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Now what's going to be hoyu shnayim? Let's say there were two of them, two people in this chotzer, they have forgot to make an erev, and the rest of the people that made the erev were mevatel their rishus to these two people. Now the locher is ois from zelzer. These two people ask one or the other. It's like a regular two people living in the chotzer without an erev chatzeros. You're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Shuech noisin rishus for neito rishus. One person could give rishus and one person takes rishus. But shnayim, two people, noisnin rishus, they could give away their rishus to the other people that made an erev chatzeros, so they have someone all considered like belonging to one. But the ain noitlin rishus, two people have no right to take the rishus of the chotzer, because since they're taking it together, again it's like two people living in the chotzer, that they need an erev chatzeros to carry out. So therefore it only helps to be given over to one person. But to give over the rishus to two people that do not have an erev chatzeros together, that's the regular halacha, that when you have two Jews living together in the chotzer, and without an erev chatzeros, they're not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Now, Mishneh Dalet. Me'im osai noisnin rishus, when does the person, like his mevatel, his rishus, when does he have to do this? To give up the rights of his rights in the chotzer? So you have to do this before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, you have to be mevatel, give up the rights of your possession in the chotzer. You could even do it when it becomes evening. And the Gemara explains that according to Beis Shammai, a bitul rishus is like a kinyan rishus that has to be done right away at the beginning of Shabbos. And according to Beis Hillel, a bitul rishus is not like a kinyan; it's only being masalik yourself. So as long as you masalik yourself on Shabbos, it's okay. Now, mi shenosan rishusai. If somebody like before Shabbos says, "Okay, I'll let you use my rishus in the chotzer, use mevatli's rishus." But for Haitzi, right before Shabbos, he himself, or before the other people used the chotzer, he himself came and took out his chair from his house into the chotzer, as if to say it's being mevato, his bitl is taken back, his rishus that he gave away. So then, bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezid, areza oiser. Even though he took out his chair b'shoigi, he didn't realize it, or he didn't b'mezid, he's like retracts his bitl, and now it's oser and the other people in the chotzer to carry out. Again, it's like a rishus that belongs to a few people without an erev chatzeris, so it's also to carry. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'mezid oiser. If he took out his chair b'mezid, he means to retract from his bittul, then it's oiser. But b'shegeg any oiser, if he only does the b'shegeg, then it's not oiser. The Mishnah, hey, bal habayis shoyeshutaf l'shchenim, a balabos that lived, let's say, in the middle of a movui, and he was partners with the rest of his neighbors in the movui. Lezev v'yayin, each one had a partnership in the wine, and all the wine is in one barrel. So locher is then einam tzrichin oruf, they do not have to make a special eruv l'shem eruvei shtufim avoyis, because since they all own this wine together, it's in one barrel. That by itself helps for an eruv, but they're all together. What's going to be lezev v'yayin lezev v'shemin? With one neighbor you're a partner in wine, and with the second neighbor you're a partner with oil. In Pshita, they're in two different kelim. So then, Tzrichin Lorev, then you have to make a special Erev, L'Shem Shabbos, to be Matthew to carry in the Movi. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echodzev, Yechodzev, Einem Tzrichin Lorev. No, in both cases, you do not have to make a special Erev. Since Lemaisa, your Shutfis, you own the wine and the oil together, even though they're a separate kelim, so what? You do not have to make a separate Erev. The fact you all own together, that's enough. However, the Loch is not like Rabbi Shimon. Your Mishnah of Chomesh Chaburos Sheshovsu B'Traklin Echad is five Chaburos, five gathering of people. Lav Dafka five, it means a few, like Mishpoches, came together to live together in one big palace. Traklin is a big house. So, and they have different rooms inside there. Just the walls do not go all the way up to the roof. There's only small dividers between them. So, Beisham Yemen, Erev Lecho Chabur V'Chabura. Each Chabur, like in each room, has to give its own Erev to be able to carry out into the chotzer. Notice this traklin opens up into a chotzer, and there are other houses also opening up into this chotzer. So every chabur is like a separate house that has to put their own Erev for the chotzer. Well, Beis Hillel says no, Erev Echad Lekulim. It's enough to have one Erev from this whole traklin. As all these five mishpachas living in this one traklin, since the mechitzas did not reach the roof, it's considered like one house, and they only need one Erev to give into the chotzer. But Umoydin Basil agrees, though, that Bizman Shemiktsosan Shreen Bechadorin, when the people living in this traklin, each room really is a complete room, but the Gemara says it means that the Mechitzas reach the roof, Oy Balias, or else one is downstairs, one is upstairs, Shein Tzrichin Erev Bechol Chabur Bechabura, then each Chabura needs its own Erev. Then it's considered like separate places, separate Mishpachas, and each family has to give, or each Chabura has to put their own Erev for this Erev Chatzeros. Your Mishnah Zayin, Ho'achin Hashutfim, you have brothers that are partners, or some say that loved after the partners, but you have brothers, Shoy Oichlem Al Shulchan Avim, that they're supported like they get their food from the father's house, but V'yishenim B'vatayim, each brother like has his own apartment in this chotzer. So Locher is, Tzrichin Erev B'cholechot V'yechot. Still, every one of the brothers have to add on into the Erev Chatzeris. If there are other people living in this chotzer also, and each brother has a house in this chotzer, so each one of them has to give a separate matz, like his own portion of an eruv, to make an eruv chatzeris here. Lefikach, therefore, im shachach echad mihem, if one of the brothers forgot to do this, v'loy eruv, he did not make an eruv, mevatel es reshusoy. The only eitzer is he has to be mevatel his reshus, he has to give up his permission to use the chotzer, and then he's like, he's not there, then the other one's eruvs help. Amosai, when is this said that every brother has to have his own eruv? Bizman shemalichin eruvim b'mokam acher means if there are other people living in this chotzer also, and they collected the eruv and put it into somebody else's house. then each one of them have to add into the Erev. Avlim hoi Erev bu etzlan. But let's say everybody put the Erev in one of the brothers' house. Then all the brothers are considered like one, since they eat together by the father, and it's enough one Erev for all of them. Oy she'eni moyim diurim b'chotzer, or else let's say nobody else lives in this chotzer, only the father and the brothers live in this chotzer, then since they all eat together, that alone is enough to make it for an Erev, and therefore einam tzrichin li'orev. They do not have to have their own separate Erev, it's enough just to use the fact that they're all eating together. Or they're eating from the same table, from the father's table.
Yeah, Mishneches. Chomesh chatzeres, there are five different chatzers. Psuchoi zuluzu, that each one had an entrance one to the other. There is a door from one chatzer, one courtyard to another courtyard. And again, we're always talking about here that there are dalad mechitas around the chatzer. That it is really Rishus Yochid. It's only a problem that there are two chatzerim opening up one to the other. So therefore, one chatzer, like with Asar on the other one, if they did not make an Erev chatzeres. So here the case is you have these five chatzeres that open up one to another. Upsuchas lamovi. They all have their own entrance also into the movi, into the main, like alleyway, into the side street, the movi. So, eruva bechatzeres, let's say they all made an Erev chatzeres together. But they did not make a special shtufim voice. So locher is then mutarim b'chatzeros v'yasurim b'movi. The locher is all five are allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer because they made an eruv chatzeros. But since they did not make or put the eruv into a chatzer to be mishtatef b'movi, to give them all permission to carry from the chatzer into the movi, we say they're also to carry from their chatzer into the movi. Their chatzer is like one rishus, and the movi is like another rishus. But v'yim nishtatfu b'movi, let's say they made a shtufim voice, that means they've collected the same thing pass from everybody, and instead of putting it inside a house, inside a bayis, like you do by the eruv chatzeros, here they put the pass inside one of the chatzers. So if they made a shtufim voice to make all the chatzeros together, as if they're all like one big chatzer that you carry into the movi, so mutaran kan v'kan, that really mikvadin is enough to carry both into the movi, into the chatzer, they're all mutter to carry one to another. Because the main thing is that they made a shtufay mevois, they made a special erev in order to be able to carry from their house into the chatzer, into the movi. What's going to be erevel bechatzeros? They all five of them made their own erev chatzeros. And they also made a separate shtufim avoyis. They also collected separate path and put it from all the chatzerim and put it into one chatzer. Now, v'shochach echad mebnei chatzer le'erev. One of the people of a bnei chatzer forgot to include into his separate eruv chatzeres. So motorin kan v'kan, still is muta, since he was included in the shtufim avoyis. What's going to be mebnei movui? One of the people of the Bnei Movui forgot to make part of the Shtufim Avois, said Mutorim b'chatzeres, v'yasurim b'movui. In other words, they made an Erev chatzeres, but they forgot to air to make the Erev Shtufim Avois, so then they're only mutter to carry into the chatzer, but they're also to carry into the Movui. Why? Sheha Movui l'chatzeres, because the Movui, that's the main alleyway, is to the chatzer, like your chatzer labatim, like the chatzer is to the batim. That you could only carry from the chotzer into the movui if you made the shtufim avoyis, if you made the special erev to be able to carry out from the chotzer into the movui. Mishneh Tes. Shtei chatzeros zu lefnim mezu. You have two different courtyards, one inside the other one. So erev ha-pnimius v'lo erev ha-chitzoyna. Let's say the people living in the inside courtyard, all those houses, made an erev chatzeros, but they did not make an error of the people living in the outside chotzer. So lochuris apnimis muteris, the people living on the inside, they are mutter, because the people living on the outside do not come into the inside chotzer. The only people that use the inside chotzer is the people living on the inside. And since they all made an error of chotzeris, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the courtyard. But the achitzoini asura, the people living in the outside chotzer, they cannot carry from their house into the chotzer, or from here. Or what's going to be hachitzoin of loy hapnimis? Let's say the people living on the outside chotzer, they made an eruv chatzeres, but the people living in the inside chotzer, they did not make an eruv chatzeres. Then the locher is shtei masuris. Still, they're also to carry out even the people on the outside chotzer, because since the people the inside chotzer use, like they go out of the chotzer through the outside, so they have a diur and they have a right to walk through it. And since they did not make an eruv, So they break like the Erev that the outside people made. So just to make an Erev for the outside people, that's not sufficient.
Now, what's going to be Erev Zuliatzmo, the Zuliatzmo? Each Chotzer made its own Eruv Chatzeres. The people living on the inside made their own separate Erev Chatzeres, and the people living on the outside Chotzer made their own Erev Chatzeres. So, Lochri Zumuteras Befneyatzmo, the Zumuteras Befneyatzmo. Each one of them is mutter to carry out from their houses into their Chotzer. Because since in their own Chotzer is called the Regal Hamuteras, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer, it's a regular hamoteris. So even though they walk now, the inside people walk through the outside chotzer, they do not ask for the people on the outside chotzer, since their regular is called the regular hamoteris, b'mkoyma. Rabbi Akiva, Rakiva says, Oyser hachitzoyna. Rakiva says, no, the people living on the outside chotzer, they are oser. Because since the people living on the inside chotzer have a right to walk through the outside one, so therefore there's a drisas haregel through the outside chotzer, and these people did not make an erev with the outside ones, see, even though bimkaimai they're mutter to carry, for Rebbe Akiva holds a drisas haregel that bimkaimai is muteretz shalai bimkaimai still makes it aser, it could aser the outside chotzer. But Chomer Nechom say, ein drisas haregel oisarta, they say no, since the people in the inside chotzer, they're allowed to carry, so it's called a regel hamuteretz. So since they do not ask her in their own place, when they walk out through the outside chotzer, they do not ask her the outside chotzer either. However, the chum is like, the halacha is like the chachamim, that a drisa seregel through a chotzer makes it also. So therefore, the inside chotzer is, they could carry out, because the outside people do not walk to the inside chotzer, but the inside chotzer, since the only way they could walk out is through the outside chotzer, they have a drisa seregel through them, so if they did not make an erev with the outside chotzer, then they ask her on the outside chotzer, they cannot carry outside. They cannot carry from their house into the chotzer, or the opposite way. Mishneh Yud. Shochach echod min achitzoinov lo erev. One person that has a house opening up into the outside chotzer forgot to make an erev. So lochur is hapnimis muteris v'achitzoin asura. The people living in the inside chotzer, since they're all the people in the houses collected, made an erev chatzeres, so they're allowed to carry out from their house into the inside chotzer. Just the people in the outside chotzer, they're also. What about min hapnimis v'loy erev? Let's say one of the people living in the inside chotzer forgot to make an erev. So locha then is shteya masuris, and locha is both is also. The people in the inside chotzer are also because they don't have an erev chatzeres. And Memela, they walk through the outside chotzer, they also make an osur on the outside chotzer to carry out from the house into the chotzer. What's going to be Nosnu Eruvain B'mokam Echad? They put Erev in one place. That means the people from the inside chotzer and the people from the outside chotzer like wanted to make one big Erev that they should be able to carry together. From the inside, from any house, to the inside, to the outside, that they put all the Erevs together in one place. That's called Nosnu Eruvan B'mokam Echad. They collected an Erev from all the people, and they put it all together in one chotzer, in one house. V'shochach Echad, and now one person forgot to be mishtatef in this Erev. So, bein min apnimiyas, bein min achitzoyna, whether this person is from the inside chotzer, or whether it's from the outside chotzer of Loi Erev, he did not make an Erev. See Asis, he makes it osif everybody, shteyim asuras. Both chatzeyim are also to carry one to another, from one house to another house. Since they wanted to make one big Erev, and you have now one person that did not include himself in the Erev, that person makes it also for everybody. Now let's say in each chotzer only one person lived there, so it belongs to a private person, so then they do not have to have an Erev. Like one person's house is inside, another person has his house on the outside chotzer, so just like the person living on the inside, he does not need an Erev chatzeres, because he lives there by himself. He doesn't need an Erev. An Erev is only when you have two people living together. So he does not need an Erev. Now the person living on the outside, Chotzer also, he owns it, he's a private person. He doesn't need an Erev. Even though the person living on the inside has the right to walk through, but it is like the Tanakhama before, that since Bimkoima in his own place he has an Erev, that's called a regal hamoteras Bimkoima, so when he walks through somebody else's property, he does not make it also for that person. Since Bimkoima he's mutter to carry out, therefore, it's called a regal hamoteras bimkoimah, does not asa shalai bimkoimah.
We're up to Perek Shvi. Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. If there's a window between two courtyards, Arba al Abo, that the window is big and wide, is 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, B'tei Chasara, and it's lower than 10 Tfachim off the ground, so the kids, the person could go through this window from one courtyard to the next courtyard. So then the Lachar is Morven Shnayim. If the two Chatzeres want to make one Erev together, to be able to carry from one house to the other house, from one chotzer to the next chotzer, it's okay. The Yimrotz, if they want to morven echod, they're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres each chotzer separately. Because the Maisa, there is a mechitza dividing the two Chatzeres, just that there's a way to go through them. So therefore, it's open for them whichever way they want to, they're allowed to. They can make it one big Erev, or they can make two separate Erevs. What's going to be, though, if this opening, this window, is pochos me'arbo al arbo, it's less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, so then we say it's not normal for a person cannot fit through it, oi lamala mi'asoro, or else if the window is above 10 tvachim off the ground, that means below the window there's a good mechitz of 10 tvachim, so then that separates these two chatzerim, like makes it into two separate chatzerim, then the locher is morven shnayim v'ein morven echad. If they want to make an Erev Chatzeres, each Chatzer has to make its own Erev Chatzeres. They cannot make it together. V'yein mor v'necho, they cannot do it together, since there's no passageway between one Chatzer and the next Chatzer. There's no Pesach between one and the next. Mishnah Beis. Koisel shebein shtei Chatzeres. If you have a wall between two Chatzeres, which again is Gavoya Asor of Rochav Arbo, it's 10 Tfachim tall, and it's wide, 4 tfachim, lav rafka, the wide, it means the width, the thickness of this wall is 4 tfachim, which here right now it doesn't make a difference how thick the wall is, because we hold always a mechitza can be anything, as long as it's 10 tfachim tall, it's called the mechitza. But here it says, v'rochav arbo, for the sefer, we'll soon see. For the kids, if you have a wall, a mechitza between two chatzeres, the lochorism orvin shnayim v'ein morvin echod, they could only make two separate Erev Chatzeres, the same as far as the Mishnah before. Since there's no Pesach, there's no entrance from one Chatzor to another Chatzor, they cannot make an Erev together, so each Chatzor has to make its own separate Erev, and V'ein Mor V'lecha, they cannot make it together. Hoyu B'roishay Peres, let's say on top of this Mechitza, on top of this wall, which is dividing two different courtyards, there were Peres, there were fruits, Peres on top of the Kaisel. Between the two chatzeres, so locher is elu oilin mikan v'oichlin, v'elu oilin mikan v'oichlin. From each chotzer, they're allowed to go up the mechitza and eat the peres on top of that wall. They're allowed to take the peres and eat it there. But ubuvad, providing though shelo yiridu lamata, they should not bring the peres down, or else the mor says it means they should not bring it into the house. This is called a fruit that's like in the chotzer, or at least it's on top of the mechitza, so it's not part of the eruv. Therefore, they cannot carry it into the house. They can bring it down either in the chotzer, but they cannot take it down and bring it into the house. And here the pshat is that since on top of the wall it's wide 4x4, so it's called its own rishus. It's like its own rishus yachid. So therefore, you're not allowed to carry from that rishus into your house. There's no eruv to be matter it. To take it off into the chotzer would be mutter. It's like the loch of a gag, we'll see later. That what's on top of a gag, on top of a roof, you're allowed to take off into the chotzer, but you're not allowed to bring it into your house. Into your house is like a private rishus. For that, you need an Erev Chatzeres to carry. See here also, these fruits that were on top of this wall, since on top of the wall has a loch like a rishus of yochid, since it's tall, yud, and wide, 4, you cannot take off those pears, bring it down into your house. Nifrat ha-koisel ad eser amos. Let's say there's a hole in the wall. Ad eser amos, if it's only wide up until 10 amos, so it's still called a mechitza. Now, if you had a wall, a mechitza, dividing these two courtyards. Now, in the middle of the wall, there was a breakage there. There was a hole. It broke down. So, as long as some of the mechitza is still standing, and the hole is less than or up until yud amos, so it's only considered like a pesach, like a doorway. Therefore, it's still considered like you have a mechitza. So therefore, ma'orven shnayim, v'yim rotzu ma'orven echad. Again, it's up to them. If they want to, they can make two separate erevs, chatzeres, because there is a wall dividing the two chatzerim. But if they want to, they can make one, because there's a pesach in between. Vivnei shukle pesach, because it's called like a pesach, like a doorway from one chotzer to the next. But yoisim mikan, let's say the hole in the wall broke down more than 10 amos wide, so hole, the breakage is more than 10 amos, then we say that breaks the mechitza, and therefore there's like no mechitza between these two chaserim. Therefore, morvin echod, v'yei morvin shnayim. They have to make one erev chaseris here together, but they cannot make two separate erev chaseris. Since there's no wall dividing the two chaserim, they cannot make two separate ones, but rather it has to be one erev together. All right, a turnover. That's the Mishnah Gimel. Charitz, if there's a hole, a ditch, Shebein Shtei Chaseris, again you have two separate courtyards, and again each courtyard, like there is, four mechitzas around them, all around. Just in between what's dividing these two courtyards is only a charitz, is only a ditch. Now, Omuk, if it's deep, Asara, 10 tfochim, Torochav Arbon, it's wide, 4 tfochim, that's considered like there's a reshus in between them. So then Morvin Shnayim V'yein Morvin Echad. They can only make two separate eruvs. They cannot make one. It's not called like there's a Pesach to go through from one to the other. Since there's a wide ditch here, it's more than four tefachim, it starts to walk across it. Therefore, it's considered like a breakage, and there are two separate chaserim here. So since there's no pathway from one to the other, you cannot make one eruv, but you have to make two separate eruvs. And the ditch is called like a mechitza between the two, and makes each one like a separate erev. Now, afilu mole kashrei teven, even if you fill up the ditch with straw, still it's not mevatel the mechitzas, still you can only make separate ones and not one. Mole oferei tzoreres, let's say you filled up this ditch though with dirt or with pebbles, that's a bittel. Now you can consider it like it's a flat piece of ground, and you could walk over it. Therefore, v'dafka morvin echod, v'ein morvin shnayim. You can only make one Erev now, because these two chaseras are opened up one to another. There's no mechitza dividing them, and therefore you cannot make two separate Erevs since they're opened up one to another. You can only make a separate Erev if there's a mechitza between the two of them. But if it's opened up, so then it's only considered like one big courtyard. You have to make one big Erev from all the houses opening up into this chaser. All of them together have to be mishtatev, put food, put the matz in for the Erev. Mishnah Dalit, Nosan Olav Neser, let's say you have this ditch, this hole that's dividing the two chaserim, which is deep 10 and wide 4, so it's called like a mechitza. Now what's going to be Nosan Olav Neser, you put a plank, you put like a bridge, you put a piece of wood, a plank of wood that you can walk over it like a bridge. Shirochav Abot Tvachim, so if this plank that you're putting down to walk over is wide 4 Tvachim, so then it's considered like a Pesach. And then it's up to them again. If they want to, they can make two. If they want to, they can make one. The same thing. The same. Shtei gizus turois zu kineged zu. If you have two like torches sticking out, one opposite the other one, so then morven shnayim. If they want to, they can make two separate eruvs. V'yimrotzu morven echad. If they want to, they can make one. So there's two torches, and they extend one to another, so you can walk from one porch to the next porch. So also, it's considered like you could go over this ditch and go from one chotzer to the next chotzer. So it's considered like there is a Pesach here, but the rest of the ditch is still there, so there is also a mechitza. So therefore, it's up to them if they want to, morv and shnayim, they can make two separate eruvs. V'imrotz, if they want to, morv and echad, they can make one eruv. Tochus mikan, let's say this bridge going over, or these platform, these torches, are less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's not considered a Pesach. Then it's still like you have a mechitza between the two chaserim, and therefore morven shnayim, they have to make two separate eruvs chaserus. The ein morven echad, they cannot make one since there's no pesach between the two. Now this case of gustoris is almost like two porches that opens up into two houses. So the people want to make an eruv to carry out from their house into this porch. Now this porch is just opposite of another porch. So again, in the case where there's four tefachim in between, so it's like two separate ones. If they make a plank, a passageway, from one to the other, so if that plank is wide for tefachim, it makes it like you have a pesach one to the other, then they could make one eruv. And if they want to, they can make two separate ones. Mishnah Hei. Mas bein shebein shtei chatzeros. Kevoy asar tfachim. Mas bein means a pile of tfuah, of wheat. You have a pile of wheat between two chatzeros, which the pile is high, 10 tfachim. So then it's like a mechitza between the two chatzeros. Therefore, ma'arvin shnayim v'yein ma'arvin echot. Could only make two separate eruvs, but not one eruv, since there's a mechitza between them. Elo machilo mikan, v'elo machilo mikan. Each chotzer is allowed to take off the wheat which is close to them, because that wheat is like part of their chotzer, they could take it even into the house. What's going to be if after the people keep on taking the wheat, nismaya tatevi masar tvachim, they make now that this pile, this row of wheat, is less than yitzvachim tall, so now there's no more mechitza, now marvin echad v'ein marvin shnayim, they're going to make one eruv together and not two separate ones. Since there's no mechitza between the two of them, they're opened one to the other, they have to make one mechitza, they cannot make two.
Mishnah Vov. Keitzad mishtatfin b'movi. How do we make an eruv to collect food from the people living in the movi, that they should be able to carry out from their chotzer into the movi? So locher is maniach es hachovius. You put down a barrel, let's say, of wine or of oil. For Yomer, one person living in this mavui.
Again, a mavui is like there's houses opening up at the front courtyards, and then the courtyards have like the side street, the alleyway that you go out from the courtyards into the Rishus HaRabim. That's the mavui. So again, the mavui, we're talking about that you have four walls around the mavui. Usually you have three walls. The fourth wall could be like the first Mishnah with a Kerah or with a Lechi. But after you have your four walls, now you still have to make a Shtufei Mavois. You have to collect the food as if we're all living together in the same chotzer. So how do we do this? So maniach es hachovius, one person has a barrel of wine. To him, he sounds like this: Harezu l'chol b'nei hamovui. I want to be mezak. I want everybody here in the movui should own a portion of this wine, and therefore it's all considered like we put our wine together, and this should be the eruv for everybody. O mezakolen, but you have to make a kinyan. You have to be mezaka that all the people should really own. A part of this wine. So how do you make this kinyan? The mezakalem you let ayidei benoy uvita gdolim. If you have an older son over by mitzvah, an older daughter, and they did not take from you, they're not femech al shechonoi, to like an achar, therefore they pick it up and they have das to be mezakret for everybody else. Or else by ayidei avdoi v'shevchos ivrim. If you have an eved ivri or she'om or vriya, they also can be mezakret for other people. By ayidei ishto, your own wife also could do it. But not for your young children, or lavdafka young, but the children that are soymech on your shechonoi. They get their food from you, they're called like you, so you cannot be mezakrit. You can't have your own eved kanani or shivcha kananis, because whatever they have, their yad is like your yad. Now if you own something, you yourself, the owner, cannot pick it up to make it belong to other people. You cannot make the kinyan for other people. Somebody else has to come to make the kinyan. So therefore, whatever is considered like your yad, your hand, your eved, your shivcha, your children, that are samech on you, they cannot be to make a kinyan for somebody else. But somebody else that's not like your yad, they can make a kinyan like called tzchia. They could pick up the barrel of wine and have in mind they want to be kinyan as barrel of wine for the rest of the people in the mavui. Now it's considered like everybody in the movie has a portion of this barrel of wine, and it's all together. So that's the Erev for the Shtufei Mavois.
Here, Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be Nismaya Toichel? Later on, there's not enough food, there's not enough wine left in the barrel for everybody. Like we'll see later in the next Mishnah, what is sheer, how much wine each person has to give in. So let's say at the beginning, when you first made the Erev, there was enough wine. And then 1 week some wine spilled out, we used up some wine, and now there's not enough wine left for everybody. So lachor is most if you have to add more wine. Umezakeh. And again, you have to make a kinyan now that this wine should belong to everybody. But here, v'yein tzorach li'adiyah, you do not have to tell the people, notify them, that you're making an error for them. Like since you already made the error once and they agreed, menastam we say the nicha with this error, it's called a schus for them, therefore you could do it without their permission. What's going to be in the Taisfu Aleim? Let's say more people moved into this Movi, more new people lived here that did not add into the first, did not make with the first Erev. Now they moved in throughout the week. So, Moise, if you have to add more food here,
to be enough for these new people. Or mezakeh, you have to be mezakeh for them as if they should own the wine also. But here, but sorrowfully deal, you have to tell them, notify them first that you're doing it. Like since they were not part of the era before, you can't do it. Shlomi daitai, you have to notify them that you plan to make a shittif for them. Now, Mishnah Ches, kama hu shiurei. What's the amount, what's the shear that each person that wants to be part of this Erev, the Shtufim voice, whereas the same Allah applies to regular Erev Chatzeres, where people living together in the same apartment house, or the duplex, that you share the same Chatzer, and you want to be able to carry out from your house into the Chatzer, so you have to make a Shtufim Erev Chatzeres. How much food does each person have to give in to the Erev? So Bizman Shay Maruba, if there are a lot of people living here, a lot of different apartments, Mozan Shtei Sudas Lakulam. Once you have enough food for Shtei Sudas for two meals, that's enough for everybody. You put down the amount of food for two meals, then that's enough for everybody. Which is 18 gregrois, which is 6 eggs, 6 medium eggs. So even though you have 1,000 people living in this big apartment house, still it's enough with this year of 6 eggs worth of food. That's enough for an era for everybody. What's going to be though, Bizman Shein Muat, and let's say you have less than this amount of people, then Kegregris, you have to have each person, after each family, has to give into the Erev the size of the Gregris, the size of a date, which is the Shear like Soy Shabbos. That's the Shear that Yechayv, if you carry out this much on Shabbos, L'chol Echad V'yechad. For each person, each family that wants to be part of this Erev, each family has to put in a Gregris worth of food. So that's halacha. Even though you have a lot of families who want to make one Erev Chatzeres together, if you have mozen shtei sudis, which is the size of 6 eggs worth of challah of matzah, that's enough for everybody. But if you have less than this amount of people, then if each one gives the size of a gregris, that's enough. Now, Mishnah tests. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Ba'med Dvar Mamur, when was this said, V'tchilas Erev, when you first go to put down the food, L'shem the Erev Chatzeres, or Shtufim Evoyis, Avu B'shiyuri Erev, Kol Shul. Let's say at the beginning of Shabbos you had enough, you had two big matzahs there. And then in the middle of Shabbos, part of it got lost. So since at the beginning you had a good shear, now at the end, as long as there's a mashu, a little bit left over, still it's called a good Erev. Now the Mishnah says, Lo Yomru, Lo Erev B'chatzeres. The Chum only said that you should still make an Erev Chatzeres, means in a case where there's a movi involved. Again, there's an alleyway that there are courtyards opening up into the alleyway, 10 courtyards, and in each courtyard there are 5 houses, 5 batim. So if they make a shtufim avoyis, if they make an eruv with the movui, really that helps to carry out from your house into the chotzer also. So why does the Chum say still, even in a case where you make an eruv for the movui, still you should make an eruv for the chatzeris, means in each chotzer, people should put a matzah away in each inner house? Why do they say that? That the kids should not forget about the loch of an Erev. That is really mikur adin, you do not need it. Because all the chatzeres, since they have a shittuf in the mavui, they are part of an Erev. For the mavui, that's enough. But still, the Rabbanim want, what's going to be in the case where there's no mavui? It's not a person has their own chatzer with 2 houses living there. Like we have here, you have a duplex. So you want to make your own shtufa, Erev chatzeres, people will forget about that halacha. So in order that people should be shechiach, used to making an Erev Chatzeres, is that even when you have a mavi involved, still you should make an Erev Chatzeres. Yemishne Yud, Ba'akol Ma'orvin, U'mishtatvim. You could use any type of food for an Erev Chatzeres, who had an Erev Tchumim, and who had in for a Shtufim Mavoyis. Use any type of food. Again, you have to have the shield like we had before, Mosin Shtei Sudis, or also Gregoris, the Cholechot V'yechot. But any type of food is good. Chutz min amayim u'min amelech, excluding water or salt water, that you cannot use. Because these things are not mozen, they do not satisfy you, fill you up. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, these are the words of Rebbe Elazar. But everything else, any other type of food, is okay. Rebbe Yeshua says, no, kikahu erev, that you have to use a loaf of bread or a matzah for an erev. And he says it has to be shalom, a complete matzah. And therefore he says, afilu mafiso, even if you used a tremendous amount of flour to make one big matzah, which is a saw's worth of flour, v'prusa, but it's broken, ein marvin bo, you cannot use this for an erev. But kika b'yisr, you use the small amount of flour, you made a small matzah, v'shalom, and it's complete, marvin bo, then you could use it for an erev. But usually the reason why people use a matzah for an erev chatzeris is because the matzah stays fresh a long time. If you use a small challah like, you're afraid after a few weeks, it won't be edible anymore, and then it's not fit to be used. It has to be food that you could use. So usually the meaning is that people use a matzah, a whole matzah, for an erev chatzeris.
Mishnah Yud Aleph. Noisein Adam Mo'al Lechenveni, a person could give, let's say, a dollar of money to the storekeeper, Ula Nachtam Roth to the baker, Kedei She'yis Kalo Erev, that the storekeeper should, like with your money, go and buy, take food, and that food should give for the Erev, or go to the baker, and the baker should take your dollar, and then when he makes bread, he'll give that bread that he made for you, L'shem the Erev, Kedei She'yis Kalo Erev. Those are people that want to make an Erev, so they'll say, give us food. You'll tell them, listen, I gave money to my storekeeper, he'll give you the food for the Erev. So, these are the words of Rebbe Lezer, that it's good. Even though right now you only gave the storekeeper money, and we hold Lo Maisa that money is not training with the Rabbanin. You have to make a Mashiach on the food. And here you did not make a Kinyan on the food. Still, Rebbe Lezer holds that we leave it by Ervin, with the Rabbanin, we go to Kula to say that since Midiraisa Moyes is Kainer, it's considered like you own the food already, and therefore that food is part of the Erev. V'achomarim nechomis say nothing doing. Loi zoch loi moisav, no, the money that you gave over does not help for you. Because with money alone there's no kinyan kesef. You have to make a kinyan meshicha. Kozman, you did not move the food or take the food does not belong to you, therefore it does not help to make an Erev with that money. But umoidim, they both agree, the chom also agree, Bishar kolodim, like if you give money to your friend, not if you give it to the storekeeper or to the baker, but you go to the friend and tell your friend, listen, they're making an Erev now, please do me a favor, put some pas, put some matzah into the Erev for me, and I'll pay you, but here it helps. Umoidim bishar kolodim shezoch olay moisav. Why? Shein morvan liyodim ele midaitoi. Because if I'm telling you to do it, it's like a schus, so I want you to do it. So if you tell your friend, the pshat is when you tell your friend, here's money, and puts the matzah into the Erev, you don't mean to tell them, take the money and the kinyan of the money should make the matzah yours. You just mean to make your friend into a shliach. Like you're asking your friend, do me a favor. You're giving matzah into the Erev. Put up one matzah for me also. Like, do me a favor, I make you a shliach to make the Erev for me. Just agav, I'll also pay you back for the matzah you're using for me. But there's not the pshat is that I'm giving like a storekeeper, you give money to the storekeeper. He's not doing you a favor or a shliach for you. It's just whatever that money is coming for you, you want that to help for the Erev. So there we pass in Moyes is not kind of money. You can't acquire something with money. You have to make a kinyan meshicha first. So since you do not make the meshicha, the matzah is not yours yet, and therefore it does not help for the Erev. But when you go to your friend, here you mean to tell your friend to be a shliach. Do me a favor, be my shliach. But since he's your shliach, here it helps. Therefore it's marvin. The Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Bamed, V'omamur, Mamuz, this said, Beruv et Chumim. Only if you're going to make an Erev Chumim, there it could be a Tzachay for you. Like an Erev Chumim means that like this you can carry out on all four sides of the city. Erev Chumim makes it that you can only carry out on one side of the city. True, that side you could go further, but it's only a Tzachus if you want to go that way. Otherwise it could be a Chayv. So therefore we cannot make an Erev Chumim unless we ask the person if he wants it or not. Because otherwise, maybe it's a chayv, maybe he does not want it. But a question of making erev chatzeres, even without asking the person for permission, morvan ledaitoi v'shno ledaitoi. We're allowed to make an erev even without asking you. Somebody could be mezakeh you food and put that matzah into the erev even without asking you. Because the klal is shezochen liyodim shlo b'fonav. Something that's a schus, something that's good for you, we could do even without asking your permission. Without asking you shlei b'fonav, but the klal is v'yein chovim liyodim shlei b'fonav. But we cannot do something that's bad for you, something that you would not want to be done. We cannot do it for you without your permission. So that's the chiluk. An erev tchumim could be a chayv. Therefore, we cannot do it without your permission. But a ruv lechatzeres, that's always a schus for you. Therefore, we could do it even without your permission. Now, perek shmini.
Mishnah. Ketzad mishtat fin batchumim. How could you make an Erev Tchumim that means you want to put out mazon shtei sudas outside the city for a few people, not only for yourself, but you want to do it for a few people, you want to put it out for a few people. How do you do it? So it says, maniach esachovis, you could put down there a barrel of wine. For Yomer, and you could say, harei zeh l'chol b'nei yiri, this should be an Erev Tchumim for everybody in my city. This sells for everybody. We have before, as long as you have mazon shtei sudas, it sells for a lot of people. L'chol mi shielach lebei sovel or lebei semishta. Whoever wants to go to the base sovel, if there's somebody sitting shiva outside the tchum of the city, so therefore they would like to make an erev tchumim now that the people should be able to walk there tomorrow. Or lebei semishta, somebody is making a simcha there tomorrow. So somebody puts down an erev now for whoever wants to in the city to walk there tomorrow. So the klal is v'chol shekibul olam abajayim muta. Whoever accepted, like we said the mishnah before. We cannot do it, shaloi midaita, because maybe it's a chayiv. So whoever knew about it and said, yes, I want to be part of that Erev. If you said yes, like before Shabbos, then that Erev helps for you. But misha techshach, if you first find out about it, or you first say yes at night time when it's Shabbos already, then also, then it's too late to be part of the Erev. Shein morver misha techshach, you cannot make an Erev tchumim when it's already dark, because at the beginning of Shabbos, that's when it's chal, your shvisa. So since at the beginning of Shabbos you do not have an Erev outside, we say your Kaina Shris in the city, and therefore you can only walk 2,000 Amos outside the city on all four sides. Now, Mishnah Beis, Kamahu Shiyuri, how much food do you need for your Erev Tchumim? Mozan Shtei Sudis L'chol Echot. That's not what I said before. Because here, for Erev Tchumim, it's not enough Shtei Mozan. Mozan Shtei Sudis for a lot of people, but for every person that wants to be able to walk outside the tchum of the city, every person has to have mazon shtei sudas. It means whatever type of food you're using, how much of that food you would normally eat within two meals of that food. That's how much you have to have outside the city by the sefer tchum for every person. And mezoina lachoyel b'lo l'shabbat divrei Remeya. Remeya holds you have to have the food of suda of the weekday and not the suda of a Shabbos. And the Mor will explain why he says this. Or we'll soon see. Rabbi Yehuda says no. La Shabbos, you have to have the amount of food of two meals of Shabbos. For Lo Lachol, it's not enough to have the amount that you'd eat in the weekday. V'zeh mischav nilhokel. Both of them have a share of lhokel, a smaller amount of food. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, he's supposed to use mezon lachol and not the mezon Shabbos, because people eat much more on Shabbos. Therefore, you do not have to be machmir to have the sudas of Shabbos, but it's enough to have two meals of the weekday. Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite, that people eat less on Shabbos of good food, and it's rather more sense because they eat too many goodies, they eat other things, madanim on Shabbos. But the actual meat, the actual sudi, eat less meat on Shabbos than you eat throughout the weekday. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds the mazon shtei sudas of meat, should be considered how much meat you eat on Shabbos throughout your two meals, and not the more amount that you need in the weekday. That's called the zeh v'zeh. Both of them have intentions, mischavnim, lokel, to give a simpler, an easier, smaller shear. Rabbi Yechon Abruko Eimer, mikike bepundion me'arba sin basela. That's how much food you have to have. In other words, how much bread is it for two meals? It has to be a kiker, a loaf of bread, bepundion, that cost a punion. You have to pay a punion to buy this loaf of bread. But that is, at the time, mi'arba sin basela. If you buy four saws of wheat, it costs you a sela. If that's the price for the wheat, then if the price for the bread is a pundian, that's the size to make an erev tchumim with. Rabbi Shimon says, shtei yodos lakikor, mi sholish lakav. He holds what's called the mazon of shtei sudas, that's two-thirds, shnei shlishim shakikar, he holds as two-thirds of a loaf of bread, that loaf of bread is made shalosh kikras min akav. If you have a kav's worth of flour, you make three loaves of bread out of that kav. So such a loaf of bread, two-thirds of that bread is considered mozon shtei sudas. That's the size to use for an erev tchumim. That's called shtei yodas lakikar, two-thirds of the loaf of bread, mishalosh lakav, that you can make three loaves of bread out of a calf. Chetzi lebeis hamnuga, half of this is the shear, how long you have to be in the Beis Hamluga. The halacha, if you come into a house that has a nega and you're wearing clothing, you have to wait in the house. The length will take you to eat half of this loaf of bread, which is that's called chetzia. Half of that loaf of bread, half of the shear of an eruv, half of that shear, how long will it take you to eat that amount of bread if you wait inside the house that has a nega? You come in wearing clothing, then the clothing become tummy. But before that, if you just walk in and walk out, then the clothing does not become tummy. In other words, even though when you walk into the Beis HaMenuga, you become tummy right away, but your clothing is only tummy if you wait there this amount of time, the time it takes you to eat half of this loaf of bread. The chetzi chetzi, like a quarter of that loaf of bread, lifts lasagviya. If you eat bread that's tummy, so midirabonin, if you eat a quarter of that loaf of bread, it passes your goof, it makes your goof tummy for truma also. If you are kain, you become tummy, you cannot eat truma. So what's the shear? That's called chatzi chetzi, a half of the mazon shtei sudis. A half of a half means a quarter of mazon shtei sudis. That's the shear teeth, it's called the chatzi pras, which we say usually is a beitza machza, because the original was a size of 6, half of that is 3, and a quarter of that is a beya and a half. That's the size teeth of bread tomei that will passel the goof.
Yeah, to Mishnah Gimel. Anshei chotzer v'yanshei ma'peses. People living in the chotzer, that means people living in the downstairs of a house. V'yanshei ma'peses, that's less people living on the porch, on the upstairs, on the second story of a house. She'eshachachu v'le'ervu, they did not make an error between them, but rather each one made an error between themselves. The people living on the downstairs made them their own Erev Chatzeris to be able to carry out from their house into the Chotzer. And people living on the second story made an Erev between themselves in order to carry out from their apartment onto the porch, onto the Mafeses, like the balcony on front of all those apartments. So Alokhar is, and they're allowed to carry, each one is allowed to carry into their Chotzer, into their Rishus. Even though the people in the Mafesas upstairs are going to walk downstairs through the Chotzer, but like we had before, since in their Rishus they were allowed to carry out, that's called the Regal Hamoteris, they do not aster in another Rishus. So now the people upstairs can carry between themselves, and the people downstairs can carry between themselves. The question is, what's going to be if Kol Shegvoya Asara Tvochim, the Mafesas, anything that's on a platform is something that's 10 Tvochim tall, so there's something on top of it, we say, who has the right to use it? The people in the chutz or the people in the mafesis upstairs? We say it's easier for the people upstairs to use it. They have a right to use it. Pochus mikan, if this platform is less than 10 tefachim tall, then we say lachotzer. Then close to the mafesis, it's close to the balcony, within 4 amas, we'll soon see. 4 tefachim. Now, chul yisabor v'yasel, let's say in the chutz itself, there's like a ditch there, that on top of it you have the ground that you dug out, put on top, or else a stone on top of the bor. So gevoya masar tefachim, if it's tall, 10 tefachim tall, lemapesis. Then the people upstairs, they have a right to use it to be mishtamish with it. But tochus mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, then lechotzer, then the people in the chotzer, they have a right to use it. Now, b'med v'r mamum, when are we talking about now? That sometimes the mafesas, the people upstairs, have a right to use this place. B'smucha, only if it's close to the mafesas, it's close to the balcony, so it's easy for them to use it. Avo b'mufleges, but if it's away from the balcony, afilu gvoya asar tvachim, even though it's tall, 10 tvachim that reshus, still a chotzer. It belongs rather to the people in the chotzer, they are the ones that have a right to use it. The Yez Smucha, what's called something close by, Kol Sheinu Rechoy Kar B'Tvachim. It is not away for Tvachim, that's called a Karv. But that's called Rachok. That's called Smucha, I mean. If it's not for Tvachim away, that's called Samach. So anything that's within four tefachim of the mafeses, of this balcony, they can reach it, and it's 10 tefachim tall, we say that reshus is easier for the bnei mafeses to use it, so they have a right to be mishtamash, they can carry out for their mafeses onto that mokum. Even though into the chotzer they cannot carry out, but it is called like a mokum for itself, and therefore it's called the mokum of mafeses, where the bnei chotzer cannot use that mokum. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.